With the Holy Ghost, you can't be quiet. Now, I want to see the hands of you that have the quiet kind of Holy Ghost. Huh? I want to see the hands of you that have the kind that doesn't get beside itself sometimes. Huh? You may not act like Sammy or my brother here. Praise God. But you ought to do something. Church said, if you've got that, they didn't know how to describe it like we can describe it tonight, but they said, if you've got that old-time religion, you ought to show some sign. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to the book that consummates the epistles and bridges the gap between the revelation, and that is the Hebrews. And I'm going to the 11th chapter that has, as its enclosure, the roll call of the captives of the faith. The 11th chapter, and I want to read maybe 3 or 4 verses. Hebrews 11 and verse 8. I want to thank the people of God from the Gospel Lighthouse. I've got preachers and deacons and laity here with me tonight. Praise God. I want them to know I appreciate their sacrifice in coming. And thank you, Brother Rutledge, for the invitation. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. These are the text words. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I want to talk to you tonight from the subject matter, if you will allow me, the future joy and the future glory. You're too quiet for me already. You don't have time to size me up tonight. By the time you get me sized up, I'll be back in Little Rock. Praise God. Amen. When this passage was recorded, the father of the faith had experienced some of the natural things of some of the Canaanite cities. And if you could sort of go back in your mind with me, he had the experience of wealth and conveniences. But he, like us, was not satisfied. All right. You could have $1 million in the bank tonight. But every now and then, the Holy Ghost in you says, I'm homesick for heaven. Come on. You don't want me to preach here tonight.
Come on.
That text said, for he looked for a city. Canaan wasn't good enough. All the conveniences of Canaan were not good enough. Some of you live comfortably in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, or wherever your residence might be. But every now and then, you feel a tug on your heartstrings. Every now and then, the anointing of God comes by and sweeps down low. Just a few minutes ago, some of you were jumping. You know why? There was something down in you that had a pull on your soul. You're looking for a city that has foundations of glory. I'm feeling better here. Praise God. I want to tell you some things. Regardless of the comforts of this life, there is a strong desire for a brighter and a better day. And I might as well tell you now, if you've got your hopes wrapped up in politics, you can forget about it. If your hopes are wrapped up in the administration in the White House, forget about it. If your hopes are wrapped up in the administration, in the governor's mansion, forget about it. I'm wearing this well like a loose garment. I'm looking. I said I'm looking for a city for glory. Praise God. Listen. I want to tell you something. I'm going to kick off here in a few minutes. I feel like walking a little while. Abraham had friends. He had kindred. And sometimes when you got good relatives, Brother Rutledge, you kind of like to be in their company. Oh, come on here. Maybe nobody in here got kin folks but me. Talk to me. Nah, man. But you see, if your relatives don't have the same experience you've got, your visit is short-lived. But I tell you something. I'm not your biological brother. I'm your spiritual brother. I've got uncles and aunts and cousins and nieces and nephews. I can keep on going for the same bloodline. But I've got to break away and with my gang. I'm with a gang tonight that's looking for the same thing. We're walking together. Right down here. But the Bible said that here we have no continuing city. We're looking for another. Oh, glory. Praise God. Listen. You see, imagine that old man. Said he looked for a city. And I like what that text said. That has foundations. Well, you see, when you start talking about the city that have foundations, St. John caught a vision and told you that it's erected on 12 foundations. Come on, children. And the foundations are the names of the apostles. Talk to me. Oh, God, mercy. You haven't seen it. Listen, they used to have a slogan. If you want to see the beauty of this nation, go west. You want to see the beauty of God, make ready to go to heaven. Come on, young. Let's walk together and shake off everything that would keep us from going. Walk with God just a little while. It won't be long. We'll be leaving here. What glory. I ain't got lit up yet. Wait. Let me get comfortable here. Listen. When you look at it, yes, sir. He was resident in the community. But you know what? While he walked in that community, he was looking for the community that didn't have nobody in it but redeemed folks. Talk to me, children. I said redeemed folks. Some of you work on jobs. You got to listen to profanity. Come on here. It's hard for some brothers to stay anointed. They got to look at half-naked women on their jobs. Y'all don't hear me? It's hard for some of the sisters to maintain sanctification because of the pull. Come on here. But Abraham said, we're going to a place where everybody's sanctified. We're going to a place where everybody's anointed. We're going to a place. Lord Jesus. Oh, my. Listen. By and by. How we get along, Brother Raines? When the morning comes. Hey, listen. You talking about? Uh-oh. I might as well tell you. There's some folks sitting in the sanctified church, Brother Rutledge, and say, it don't take all that emotion. Said, I know, and I feel just as much as those jumping, running folk do. I doubt that, honey. Come on here. If you sit up in here, or wherever your membership is, and you can sit up with your legs crossed and your arms folded, don't care what's going on, you don't feel nothing, I might as well give you the mathematics of heaven. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But when you feel what I feel, when you feel what I feel, because you've got what I've got, it puts running in your feet. It puts clapping in your hands. Oh, now listen. Walked around. You be telling yourself while he's walking. He said, I've got something better coming. Talk to me. Well, children. My. You see, there's something better than this. Are you still with me? You know what? I can tell you. I'm going to tell you a story about myself. You see, the only thing that's going to keep you walking now, I might as well tell you, is not you speaking. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not even water baptism in Jesus' name. And we know that's all part of it. But you know the things going to keep you alive now? It's the hope that you have for your future. Come on here. The same right in this book. Hebrews 6 and 19. Which hope we have. As an anchor of the soul. You know what it does? And it said it's steadfast. And it's sure. You know what an anchor does to a ship? It doesn't keep it from tossing and being driven. But it keeps it on course. Somebody said, we are often tossed and driven on this restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests ought to see the bright sunshine. But in that land that Abraham talked about, walk around here. I don't know where you work, sister. But while you're doing it, you might be a housewife. But while you're fixing your husband's bacon and eggs, say, I'm going to a better place. Come on here. Don't let him hear you say it. But you say, I'm in love with another man, too. And his name is Jesus. That's it. As much as I love my husband, he can't take me where I want to go. I'm going to walk around here. I said, I'm going to walk around here until that other man gets tired of seeing me suffer. Y'all don't act like you know. So I'm going to walk around here until he gets everything fixed like he wants it. Come on, listen. You married, brother?
Not.
Shame on you. Hallelujah. Man. Hallelujah. The example I was about to make, I can't use him for it. Lord, have mercy. I guess I better pick me another example. Hallelujah. Listen. You know what he's saying? I want to go to the final resting place of saints. Usually when we speak of final resting place, our thoughts turn to a cemetery. Honey, there's no grave that can hold this body down. Talk to me, children. You can walk around in this city looking for a better city, looking for another city. If God sees fit, some of us are going by the way of all flesh, but your compartment in the heavenlies is still reserved. I don't know about you. Abraham tarried and dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob. I want to see Abraham. I want to see Isaac. I want to see Jacob. But when I pass them by, I want to see Jesus. Oh, hey. He looked. Of course, you see, no saint of God is content all the time to be here. Sometimes when you sit down and start talking to some saints, maybe relatives, about leaving here, they'll tell you, say, don't talk like that. Whether we talk like that or not, ready or not, you're going to leave here. Talk to me. And you might as well be prepared and know the direction that you headed in. Talk to me. Somebody say, you're on your way to heaven? He said, let me see. I'll tell you now. The answer is no. Come on here. Talk to me. Your soul will witness to the fact that you're on your way to heaven. Every now and then, God will send his anointing. Heaven will come down. And glory will fill your soul. You'll feel like fine. Just walk with God a little while longer. Praise God. Give me a few more minutes here. Listen. We get happy now. But you haven't shouted yet, my brother. Like you're going to. You know why I know that's right? The Bible teaches us you can't stand in this body a full complement of the Holy Ghost. If God would give you a full complement of the Holy Ghost, it would tear this frame up. You're finite. Talk to me. In this body, you're limited. Listen, a whole lot of times when you sit down from rejoicing, your body's tired, but your soul is still very much alive. Come on here. I'm going to talk about that day some more.
All right.
But I'm going to tell you something else. The church of God is not losing time. Talk to me. It might seem so to some people, but honey, we're moving on. I said, we're moving on. You know what? We're moving at such a fast pace. I teach the folk at the lighthouse. You start falling in love with everybody you can fall in love with. We don't have time to look cockeyed, cross-eyed at anybody. Talk to me. We don't have time to argue about doctrine. But when we get through arguing, God, this word is already, the book already told you, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Why argue about something that's already settled? Just keep on walking. Listen, I tell you what, if you've ever had an old piece of car, and I've had my share of them, Brother Raines. Yeah. My. And at the most inopportune time, that thing will let you down. Brother, I've been by the side of the road many times, and I get out and start walking, and praying that the Lord would send somebody along to rescue me. Talk to me, children. I see a picture there. We're walking now. Sometimes we meet with opposition. Sometimes you throw up your hands and tell God, what's the use? You talking to the right one. Come on here. He'll tell you in return, hold on. Just a little while longer. Your burden can last. God's going to make a way. If you hold on, there'll be a brighter day. Oh. Oh. Praise God. Look at it. You see, sometimes we are part of the church militant. And I'm not using the word militant. Uh-oh. I guess I can't use it in its full definition. Anytime somebody is militant, they'll fight in a minute. Oh, yes. We're militant, brother. We're militant, sister. We'll give the devil a black eye right downtown. Come on. We don't like what he's doing to us, no how. Now, maybe some of you all do. That makes you walk. You got your vision. Lord, you know, some of these good old ex-Baptists used to say, they got their eyes on the star post of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you're looking. Child, I had to walk down the street roads too. Uh-huh. Many times. Uh-huh. Old piece of car stopped on me. Uh-huh. And I pray, say, Lord, send somebody. Uh-huh. Didn't make me no difference who. Yeah. Just send somebody to help me. Yeah. I tell you what, I want you to, you don't take anything else home with you tonight. Keep on asking me, Lord, at your appointed time, send my deliverance. Talk back to me. And see, you deliver now in order to be delivered later. Honey, I get joy when I think about what God's done for me. But my joy is not complete yet. So who's that trio sang tonight? As soon as my feet strike Zion, I'm going to lay down my heavy burden. Put on my robe in glory. Shout and tell the story. I want you to know that I've come over hills and mountains. Oh, have mercy. It hasn't been easy, but I kept walking. Let me tell you something. What good would it do you to sit down and cry anyway?
All right.
I'll tell you what. While you're sitting there crying, you better pray God that a teaser doesn't come along. A big teaser comes along and rubs it in. So look at that big old robust man crying. Shame on you, see. He'll continue to cry and he'll get mad with it. Then if you don't hurry up and get away from that big man, you might have a fight on your hand. But I came to tell you tonight, keep walking. I got to tell you something else. You don't see every step that you're supposed to take either. There's sometimes, you know what, in the years that I've tried to be a good Bible student, there's sometimes you can look in the Word of God. And for some unknown reason, God seems to hide for a season that you need for your encouragement. You know why? He'll let you think he's turned his back on you and forgot all about you. Talk back to me. I can go back in the Old Testament before the Holy Ghost was outpoured as we know it now. Old man Job said, I sought God. Come on here. I looked on both sides. I couldn't see him in front of me. Common sense told me, don't turn around and go back. Say, what did you do, Job? I stayed where I was. And the word of the Lord came. Oh, my appointed time. I wait till my change comes. Have mercy. Praise God. Won't do me any good to go back. Just keep walking. Amen. I'll tell you something else. Sometimes we feel like if we don't make every little detail clear to the world, then we're in trouble. You know the only obligation we have to the world is to live right and witness.
That's all right.
You know what I say? See, if you live right and witness, then what you tell them won't boomerang. I might as well stay off a few seconds longer. If you're not living right and witness, they'll wait just as nice until you get through saying whatever you want to say. Then look you right in your face and say, if all of that is true, why aren't you doing it? Years ago, some of the old Pentecostal numbers that you don't hear anymore, I don't know whether this one was ever put in anybody's songbook, but I can remember the days, some of the early days of my childhood, around the Mecca of Pentecost in Indianapolis, Christ Temple, when the saints of God would be illuminated in the Holy Ghost. And they would catch the same vision that Abraham had. They'd break out and start singing, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. I came to tell you tonight, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. Walk right, heaven belongs to you. Talk right, heaven belongs to you. Treat your neighbor right, heaven belongs to you. Walk around looking for a city that has foundation. The architect of the universe is God. You know, I've had some mechanical drawing, and they had to prepare me for that. They told me all the principles of mechanical drawing and the tools that I should use, and they acquainted me with my desk or board, you know. And when they got through with all of that, it was a long time before I could even make a simple blueprint. But the city that we're going through, honey, that blueprint was concluded in the determinate counsel of an eternal God. He didn't have to have a table. All he needed is what he used. Come on here. And all he needed was let there be. And it was so. Come on here. Spoke an unborn generation into existence. Now y'all don't want me to preach it anymore. Okay. You see, sometimes, what's that? They've been giving somebody, what's his name? Mr. Christo. Publicity. Say you're going to cover the islands down in Florida with pink plastic. That money, that man must be a nut. He got money to waste. Tell him I'm trying to get a church financed in Little Rock. Send me a little bit of that money. Hallelujah. My. And he's gone through all kinds of architectural procedure and engineers and so forth. So he knows how many square feet and linear feet and all of that that he needs to cover islands. And what for, I don't know. Lord, have mercy. But you see, the God that we serve and the God that we want to see didn't have to make a spectacle out of himself for nobody. Come on here. The reason why you're saved tonight, the reason why you're looking for that city. Paul told the saints at Ephesus, according as he chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we ought to be walking like we're walking right now in holiness, in the light of his word, looking for a city. I got you. See, pine bluff is easy to find. But you got some off the beaten paths here in Arkansas. Whew. If somebody don't lead you up in those hills, back behind those trees, you never will find it. Hallelujah. That's right. But you see, I don't even have to worry about directions. And you don't neither. So what must I do, Brother Golder? I said, that's going to be a day. Oh, y'all. When everything that you see now, you won't be seeing later. You won't see it then. What was I saying? All right. I'll tell you what to do. Just keep on walking with God. Talk to me. You see? Brother, Lord, if I was a blind man and I knew you as my eyes, wherever you lead me is where I had to go. I've got confidence in you. You won't let me run into nothing and bump my head. Come on, children. I've got confidence in the Savior. But listen, you ought to know the way back from where he came. Come on, yeah. If I stay with him, if I walk with him, he'll take me back where he came from. Oh, children, just keep on walking. You know what? I marvel at four-legged creatures called a dog. I was downtown a few days ago, and a young lady had a seeing-eye dog. And that dog was almost like a human. She talked to that dog just like I'm talking to you. And tell that dog certain things. If that dog had a voice, it would have said, okay, all right, come on here. And you say, and it was more obedient than some saints are. You tell that dog, sit down. And that dog didn't look back as dog just sit down. Preacher tell you, shut up. I'm just going to, oh, yo, I'm messing up now. I ain't going to mess up. No. But there's a future glory. Another old Pentecostal number, Brother Raines, over in the glory land. And glory land is no place in this country. The glory land is out of this country. Used to sing, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Now one of these days I might go across the water to see the natural Jerusalem. But if I don't get there, I don't care. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you see, what amazes me is some of those that went over there, Brother Rutledge, and they say they've got guides that take them to these various places of note. And some of the guides are teenagers. They've been schooled as to what to say. Now, how is somebody younger than me going to tell me where Jesus walked, and I don't know myself as old as I am? Come on here. If I never see the footprints in natural Jerusalem, I want to see the footprints in that new Jerusalem, the one that John talked about. Come on here. And I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven. Talk to me, children. For the first earth and the first heaven were passed away, and there were no more sea. God gonna do away with all of this and give us something better. Oh, Jesus. Listen, can I have just a few more minutes? Listen, look at it. We, right now, and if you're not, you better try to be, are a royal priesthood. Any saint of God can stick their spiritual chest out. Ooh, she thinks she's cute. Say, I am. I am somebody. Not because of my family name, but because of the family name. I am glad that I'm a part of the family of God. That makes me somebody. Sanctified folk think they're better than everybody. We are. I said, we are. I hope I can provoke somebody to jealousy tonight. I said, we are. You see, brother, when I get through tonight and go home, I can go sleep. I don't have to go and get something to shoot in my arm.
All right. Amen. Amen.
I've already had a shot. It's in my heart. Huh? Huh? You know the prayer that most old-fashioned mothers and daddies taught us to pray before we got to bed, went to bed? Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Now that's a good prayer. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, say, that's a prayer for children. So it's a prayer for anybody if you just pray it. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. You better, you old crows better pray that prayer too.
All right.
Oh, that's for babies. Say, when you first got the Holy Ghost, that's all you were. And I teach the people of God, there's only two categories in the family of God. When you initially embrace the saving faith of Jesus Christ, the Bible calls you a babe in Christ. After you walk with God a little while, you graduate from a babe to children of the Most High God. And that's as high as you'll ever get. You know why? As long as God can look at us as children, He can forgive us. When you get grown, He'll knock you over. How are we getting along? The royal priesthood. Paul's teaching lets us know we didn't get saved when we got ready either. Honey, when I got tired of sin, you know, I got so tired of those cigarettes. I got so tired of those beer cans. I got so tired of the booze bottles. I got so tired of pill popping and glue sniffing. But you know what brought that tiredness to a screeching halt? There was a spirit that wouldn't leave you alone. It kept tugging. Sometimes you would get so eager to escape that spirit, you would change towns. As though God was in Pine Bluff and you can go to Little Rock and escape Him. But aren't you glad of that something that got a hold of you? While you were running, it would not leave you alone. You getting tired, children? All right. We're a holy nation. That makes us different. We are a peculiar. It didn't say curious. Peculiar. Our peculiarity is on the strength of our sanctification. Talk to me. Talk to me. And the reason why that peculiarity is there, that we should show forth the praises of Him.
That's it.
Who hath called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. When you come to the light, you started walking. Since you're in the light, keep on walking. Look for the city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker. And can I tell you something else about that city? Paul was comforting the church at Corinth. Talk to me. And he let that church know that if you got it right in this life, you don't have to worry about the hereafter. For we know that if our earthly house, cancer is going to take some of these bodies out of here. Heart trouble is going to take some of these bodies out of here. Tuberculosis is going to take some of these bodies out of here. Some kind of loathsome disease will seize on some of these bodies. You're going out of here. But the confidence before departure, I know that if this fleshly house were dissolved, oh glory, if it was done away with, we or I have a building of God. That's what Abraham's talking about. And a house not made with hands. Eternal. Forever. In the heavens. We used to sing, one day I'm going where Jesus is. I'll be caught up to meet him in the air. Can I tell you something else? He went on to tell those saints, nothing new to you. You drop down, you can read some more in verse 2 and drop down to verse. You read it when you get home. This is the city, New Jerusalem, that Abraham looked for, and God gave St. John the vision. Paul said, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our what? House. Talk to me. Which is from heaven. There's some folk that are going to be in heaven that we'll never meet in this earth. One of the misconstrued groups, and there's been some teachings on the radio every day concerning the 144,000 Israelitish evangelists. They're going to do a revival in 7 years and reap a benefit in 7 years that we haven't reaped in 200. Read your Bible, it's in there. Oh, praise God. Multitudes upon multitudes are going to be saved. And that's what St. John told you. He said, after this I beheld, and these are tribulation saints, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. White robes, the righteousness of God. Palms, victory. Well, praise God. You want victory later, then have victory now. I said, you want victory later? Have it. I don't know about you, but I want to be in the number. I want to be. And I'm not wasting my time in this number tonight and missing in that number. I want to be in the number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, I'll tell you something else. I got to quit. I'm not going to get through tonight. But there's going to be some singing up there. On the way across the highways tonight, I put a cassette tape in the tape deck in the car. Happened to be a tape of the group that my son sings with. And I thought, I think Sister Golda was kind of nodding a little bit. And I touched her. She kind of jumped and started singing. I didn't touch her. I said, I didn't touch you to sing. No, I didn't touch you to sing. No. But do you not know voices like hers and worse? Voices like hers and better. Some of you that don't even try to sing will have a spot in the choir that day. And the saints get together in that city and say, one hallelujah. That sounds like the voice of many waters. Or you don't act like you want to go. Oh, when God's children get together, what a time. That tribulation group. Well, remember, if it was not for the fact that Jesus was still alive and with power to save, they couldn't sing that hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Oh, praise God. Now, that new heaven and new earth. And you see, when you look at that, what you ought to be glad about now, the future joy and the future glory. Number one, there'll be no more sorrow. I listened to the announcement by Brother Rutledge at the opening of the service. Tragedy that has struck some families. Undertakers won't be needed. Operating tables out of date. Doctor, maybe they need him down here. We don't need him up there. Praise God. No more sorrow. Some of you have been hit by Reaganomics. Unemployment about to run out, and welfare most inadequate. First of the month, every month, what am I going to do? Just try to picture in your mind a day that you don't even have to worry about going down and trying to purchase clothes that are to the latest style. Huh? You're going to revert back to what you used to be. Innocent. Y'all don't hear me? No, have mercy. A glorified body. Pasting according to his own glorious body.
Amen.
You won't have to worry about how this hairdo looks to anybody else. You won't even be conscious of it. Huh? You won't even be wondering, how does Brother X get along? And how? No, sir. Children, can you imagine a day that you can sing and never get tired? Huh? You can shout? See, some of these young folk can't shout as long as they want to. Huh? They can shout a whole lot longer than some of us old gray hairs up here. Huh? You see, in the process of shouting, if we're not careful, we're going to get a Charlie horse or something. Praise the Lord. But even at that, they might outdo us. But eventually, they've got to go somewhere and sit down. But imagine a day that tiredness will be unheard of. Oh, you can. Some things hurt you in this life. While you're looking for that city, you just cry. But imagine a day that tear ducts won't even be needed. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a day? Can you imagine a day without pain? Hallelujah. Don't have to worry about a ham for Thanksgiving. A turkey for Christmas. Stuffed pork chops and dressing. Y'all don't hear me? What am I going to thrive on? The glory of God. Walk in His glory. Live in His glory. Act in His glory. Praise God. Lord, I got to quit. I feel another one coming on. Listen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Just try if you can to think about a day of no night. Some of the saints years ago, this old hymn of the church, in the land of fadeless days lies a city foursquare. It shall never pass away, for there is no night there. The gate shall never close in that city four square. There the crystal river flows, for there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There'll be no death, no pain, nor fears. And they count not time by years, for there is no night there. APNL will be out of business. That book said, the Lamb of God himself will be the light of the city.
Praise God.
I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to go. I want to keep walking every day cognizant of the fact that I've got a better day coming. I've got a better day. The beautiful part about it, you're making your reservations now. Oh, I've done, and I still do occasionally flying, but I've done a lot of flying. In a few cases, I've been on flights that have been overbooked. Somebody had to get off. But any time they overbook a flight and somebody's cut off that flight, the airline is obligated to pay those people a big sum of money. And some of them were glad to get off to get that sum of money. Not me. I had to be where I was going. I wasn't about to get off. The parallel is, somebody better get on. Somebody had better get on. Don't you play the fool and wait too late. Oh, but Brother Golder, I'm so young and my life is just beginning. I've just reached the age where I don't have to tell my mama and papa where I'm going. I can stay out as late as I desire and come in when I please. There might be somebody that is in settled years and you haven't found reason and place to say yes to the will of God and the truth of salvation. But we're going to a place. Saved wife, unsaved husband, and that day when that time takes place, no need to say, honey, wait for me. And before you get honey out, she'll be with the Lord. I like to put it like this. When that time takes place, you say, ha! Hallelujah. In the face of the King. One moment, the twinkle of an eye. I was reading someplace a mathematician that the Lord saved, and to the best of his calculation, he said all of this. Now, this is just man's calculation. Don't say the Bible said it. To the best of his calculation, as a mathematician, he said 1/586,000th of a second. God could circumnavigate the globe 5 times, catch all the dead out of the sea, and be back in glory. I want to be in the number of those that don't have to have on $1 million space suit.
All right.
For what I've got in my soul, $1 million is not even a down payment.
Amen.
I want to be in a gang that won't have to wait for the challenger. We've already accepted the challenge.
Right.
What about you? What about you? He looked for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I wonder tonight where I stand. Somebody ought to be touched. I don't think anybody that's sane thinking wants to be left behind. Some of the children of God of Lighthouse are not here tonight. They're not here because they didn't want to come.
circumstances in some cases prohibited their coming, they did not joy in being left behind. What is your excuse tonight? If you're in this room without salvation and, oh, preacher, I've got time. As far as we know right now, you do have. The Word of God says there is a day coming when time will be no more. Pentecost used to sing years ago again, "Where will you hide when earth shall quake from side to side? When rocks and reels no more abide, where will you hide?" How is it? I'll tell you about me. And if it's your story, if you concur, I want you to sing it with me. Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face. And there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift all cares. I'll be home at last, ever to be. And all I want to see, sing it. Look upon His face and there to sing forever. On the streets, won't you let me lift all cares? I'll be home ever to as I journey through this land. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, pointing souls to Calvary through the crimson. Since love, many arrows pierce my soul. Many arrows pierce my soul. From without, within. But my Lord leads me on. But my Lord leads me on. Through Him I must win. And oh, I want. There to sing forever. I want to sing of His saving grace. On the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. All cares are past. I'll be home. Do you want to go? Do you want to go? Is it settled in your mind? Oh, praise God. Do you really want to go? Let's make somebody real jealous. Let's make somebody real, 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 real jealous. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. That when we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout. That when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
And when we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout.
He just kept on walking. We got to keep on going. I wonder tonight, while every head is bowed, anybody in this building that would say, I need to get on the King's highway. Would you raise your hand and say, I stand in need of prayer because I'm not ready to go. Would you raise your hand for at least a prayer in this service tonight? You have a need and you would like for us to pray with you. Amen. Do we have candidates for the Holy Ghost? You that are repentant and you're candidates for the Holy Ghost baptism. Oh, hallelujah. Seem like we're among the saints of God tonight. I tell you what. Everyone call on God one more time, asking God to spare us a little while longer, if need be. Those that have need of being spared and having need of mercy, pray for mercy. And you that are ready, rejoice in the Lord, because this may be the night we're going home. Amen. Let's call on God, will you?
Lord, in the name.
Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you for all good things. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we praise you. Strengthen. Don't let a one leave here without feeling the Spirit of God tugging at their heart. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's just wait on God a little while.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Blessed be the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. On the top.
Oh, thank
Kimmy G. On the top of Mount Zion is the city. And the earth with glory at the dim. I will look on that morning when I reach
that city,
oh, that city, though a pilgrim, yet I love thee still. I'll not leave thee through the ages. Thank you, Brother Golder, for bringing to us. the word of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
And Elder Lowe, we're glad to have this brother with us and all of you folks. Amen. We're so glad that you're in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Good to be
here. I'd like to announce that this past Monday, my son Wren began an hour-long radio program on the Sheridan station, 2 o'clock every afternoon, excepting Saturday. And now on FM, this reaches through Little Rock and Benton and over to Hot Springs and through Pine Bluff. It's about 102.3 on your FM dial. In the Sheridan area, for 25 miles or so, you can get on AM. But for FM, it reaches out quite a ways, and he would appreciate, if you hear the program, drop him a card or letter and let him know that, you know, we need more gospel programming.
Amen.
And so it's just begun, and Brother Green from the Landmark Church called in yesterday and bought the whole program today as far as advertisement was concerned, and that was great. And so tune in. Have any of you by chance heard it yet, besides me and my son, Wren? We're our faithful listeners. All right. God bless you. Fine, fine. All right. We want Brother Golder to come back. What's your first name, Brother?
C.E.
Golder. All right. We want him to be back with us when he can sometime.
Amen.
I like you. You're all right. Last fight we had was over his mustache. Remember that? I was picking at him, and I didn't know some other brother had really been on to him about that just the day before. And I said, "You can't preach for us. We got brother. Don't that make you feel bad?" I said, "You can't preach for us. We got high standards down Pine Bluff. Hadn't you heard?" And then he explained to me what I already knew, this way of life and so forth, you know, mannerism. But you know now I'm picking at you, don't you? If I hadn't have been, you'd have never been my pulpit. All right, so you'll say something.
It's been good to have been here tonight. And it's no further from Pine Bluff to Little Rock as it is from Little Rock to Pine Bluff.
That's true.
And we would certainly like the return engagement.
Amen.
ASAP.
Yes.
I also like to announce while we're standing, you'll probably get a flyer in the mail next week, beginning Monday evening at 7:30. We will have Evangelist Willem A. Boyd of St. Louis, Missouri, in services with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We will rest on Saturday night. Pick up again Sunday morning. I'll be preaching Sunday morning, and she will be closing out Sunday night. If you can steal away, come and be a part of that service.
Amen.
And after that, we'll get together just for fellowship with the Apostolic Church of Pine Bluff. And our church isn't near this size, but we'll stand around the wall of my little church and let you sit down. And he can even come and preach without a mustache.
Thank you, brother. All right, so you hear this. And that church location, the lighthouse?
621 East 21st Street.
East 21st Street. Just go down.
Coming freeway.
Pine Bluff.
Turn right off the freeway.
Turn right at Roosevelt Road exit.
Mm-hmm.
And continue. First stoplight is Roosevelt Road. Continue up the hill, 21st Street. Left over the overpass.
All right.
First hexagonal stop is 21st Street. To the left, two blocks. You see the church on the corner.
All right. We'll have to give them a visit.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. Well, fine. Thank you.